spanning the Valley of the Sun and all across the 48th state. This is the All Arizona Daily Download. Nothing but Arizona news stories on the Gatos and Chad Show.
Number three.
When will your kid go back to school?
Well, Kathy Hoffman, top teacher in Arizona, state superintendent of public instruction. So she spoke today on KTAR 1 with a speech. And what we can tell you is there's no date. So, like, we're all looking for answers. We want to know when we can get back to normal, when we could go and send our kids back to school. She highlighted a few things. She said, listen, 60% of Arizona public schools are hybrid or in-person. But what that means is we've got 40% of Arizona public schools that are online only. And, you know, we want dates. We want times. Can we get back to normal? I don't know why we can't say, hey, listen, we're going to do the best we can this year. But come August, everyone is back in school because all teachers will have a chance to have gotten the vaccine. If they don't want the vaccine, they still have to come to school.
They don't have a job.
That's it. You know? You can't stay out. Most teachers are getting the vaccine and wanting to come back to school. So here's the other thing. How do you protect the kids? We talk about protecting the teachers, too, but how about the kids? The Osborne School District Board has mitigation, efforts. Take a listen.
Our mitigation strategies for a safe reopening include correct mask wearing for all students and employees, physical distancing. Our students will have plexiglass in between. We'll ensure the cleaning and proper ventilation.
Okay. So I think that's what a lot of people are saying. Can we get the ventilation? Can we get the plexiglass? That all costs money. But how quickly do you want to get back to school is the question.
Yep. It's less about the kids. I mean, if we're gonna look at the data, people say, well, some kids have died, but we're still, the reality of the flu is more dangerous. So let's just keep it in reality at this moment in time. We're not really worried about the children. It's about the adults. It's about the teachers. They're testing this, but that's still way down the line. And if teachers aren't going to go back until kids have the opportunity to get this, and that may not be until the end of the year.
Get the vaccine?
Yeah.
No, we can't wait for that.
So, especially when they really don't have any issues with this thing.
Let me bottom line it for you. Teachers get the vaccine. School's open.
That's it.
I mean, it's really...
Or you don't, but you still go to work.
Well, I mean, it's just very simple. The teachers get the vaccine. They all want to go back to work. You open up the schools. You make it as safe for the teachers and the kids as you possibly can.
That's it. And we get on with our lives.
The All Arizona Daily Download.
Number two.
Go get your shot at CVS.
Oh, sounds like fun. Walking in there, like, take a stop, get some gum over here. I'm going to go over here. And, oh, look, they got the old Slim Fast on sale. Maybe grab some of that. Toenail clippers and a shot.
CVS announcing starting tomorrow, its pharmacies will start offering COVID vaccines to those currently eligible here in Arizona. You will be able to make appointments at 8 locations, and it can be done on CVS.com or on the CVS app.
Probably maybe 100 plus, 150-ish. I mean, because I know even with all, I think when they said they were going to give CVS and Walgreens all of these things, it still only ended up being like 170, you know, appointments per place, because we're not at that point where they have unlimited access.
Right.
Better than nothing.
The good news is, in the last few weeks, Walgreens has the shot for a limited number of people. Now we're getting CVS. I know it's only 5 in the valley.
Yeah.
But it's progress, but it's at a snail's pace.
Don't sleep on it either. If you think, oh, they're going to have it by here, you better figure out how to do it. Because much like concert tickets that everybody wants to go to, I tell you what, they go fast. By the way, the first concert after this thing where people are going to show up, it could be.
Epic.
I don't even care who it is. I mean, it could be one of those things where you're like,
it could be Whitesnake.
It's Ann Murray. Sell out. 400,000 people. 400,000 people in a heartbeat. People want to get out.
Don't
sleep on this.
I don't know who
I'd go see Whitesnake, too.
You would go see Whitesnake?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Skid Row?
I would do a little Skid Row. Okay. White, you got
18
me.
And something?
18 in life again.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd go see Whitesnake.
I don't think people care who that first concert is. You're going to go.
Yeah, you're going.
You're absolutely going.
You are going to go, and you're going to love it. You're like, I never knew I like polka music, but this may be my jam now. This is how I'm rolling.
So CVS is going to have the shot.
Walgreens already has some.
Dr. Will Humble today with Broomhead.
I expect the trend to continue. Things will continue to get better, especially with hospitalizations. If we can get Johnson & Johnson ramped up with production, and if we can get the AstraZeneca and Novavax vaccines authorized in March or April, I think by 4th of July, everything will be just like it used to be.
Yeah. 4th of July.
And he's saying back to like it used to be. Not like, well, the new normal is you're still going to have to social distance. And no, back like it used to be.
Yeah, that's big. We even talked about it the other day. The professor from, I don't remember which school it was.
Johns Hopkins. Why did I say St. John's?
Herd immunity by April, possibly.
Yeah, I think we're getting closer than people think, especially in certain states.
The All Arizona Daily Download. Number one.
QAnon Shaman has a tummy ache.
Oh, poor baby. So here's the latest on Chewbacca's kid. The Arizona horn guy. Remember at the beginning of this month, he was in jail after storming the Capitol, and he had a stomach ache, and he wanted what? Organic food.
His attorney said Jacob Chansley hadn't eaten in more than a week due to the lack of organic food in jail.
Oh, poor baby.
As a believer in shamanism, the defense said Chansley regards non-organic food as an object intrusion onto his body that...
What's an object intrusion onto one's body mean?
I would assume that would be food that is not something that you believe is healthy for you or based on your religion. So, you know...
I want to feed this
not
guy.
Not kosher.
Intrusion onto his body that would cause serious illness. The D.C. Department of Corrections declined to provide an organic diet, saying Chansley failed to identify a faith when he entered custody. The judge ordered the organic diet for Chansley instead of releasing him from custody, which the defense offered as an alternative and which federal prosecutors opposed.
All right. Okay, so we ended up getting him the organic food. All
as
right?
you do.
And now he is saying, listen, that organic food is causing me digestive issues. Well, maybe it's stress of being in jail that's causing you digestive issues. You know, maybe you have the runs because, oh, I don't know, you're going to be stuck there for the next 15 to 20 years and it's causing you anxiety. Enough of this stuff. Listen, feed him what he... We should not be feeding him anything special. We should feed him the slop we feed the other people for being in prison.
You know what? You want to make him feel bad? Let him eat like me for a week. Hey, let me tell you what you're going to get. You're going to get hot dogs, macaroni and cheese. Okay?
You eat like a five-year-old.
Hey, guess what? We got you some Uncrustables. Oh, yeah, they're good. Peanut butter, jelly, strawberry. I hate the grape. That's awful.
Oh, gosh.
Grape should never be jelly.
How much more are we going to bend over backwards for this guy?
It's like we want to take him. It's like, I only can eat at Whole Foods.
He had a phone the other day in prison that they had to take away. He gets organic food. He gets a phone. It's unbelievable. They even let him wear his little horns around if he wants to at times.
Well, that's who we are. We're here to make you kick. We hope your stay has been comfortable here.
No, we don't.
No,
I'm not saying to beat the guy while he's in jail. But my goodness, feed him the same food. Don't let him wear his horns. And take the stupid phone away.
Oh, cute job. Would you like some quinoa, sir? Got some hummus.
Kale. Is kale on that list, too?
Kale is awful.
Becky, when you ever eat kale, I don't think I've ever had it.
I've had kale, and it probably is on the list, as long as it's organic.
Well, I had kale once, and by that I mean I had a burger, and they're like, would you like kale? I'm like, yeah, no. That's dumb, silly. Why would I ruin my burger that way? All right, kids, your Arizona Daily Download has been brought to you by Pergrotz Plumbing and Electrical. Two-time winner of the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award.
Still to come, our conversation with former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer at 4. Coming up next, why is the president sending you a mask in the mail?
Oh my God.
Masks in the mail. Masks in the mail. It's all coming up on the Gatos to Chat Show. Very popular.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
A mashup of news, information, and entertainment. This is the Gatos and Chat Show.
All right, still more to come on the one-shot COVID-19 vaccine from Johnson & Johnson. We're going to answer the question, when will Arizona get the first J&J shot? Is that coming up in February, March, or April?
I think it's mid-March. By the way, there is a beating COVID strategy. It's a comprehensive strategy that Biden's administration put out of when we can be back to normal.
Oh, wow.
But apparently, we have to be at or around 100-ish deaths a day nationwide.
We're not even close.
That averages. So the flu during its peak is about 55 to 140 deaths a day. So
how many deaths do we have in Arizona yesterday?
I don't know. It's all hard to tell.
I have it right here, 148.
All right.
So what we're saying is
that's nationwide.
That's the that's
so
the thing.
Based on this.
Yeah.
Maybe never.
Well, they can tell me never or...
I'm eating my popcorn and going to the movie. You guys tell me when you want me to get back to normal. I'm living my life.
Give me the vaccine. I'm going back to as much normalcy as possible. But I'll still wear my mask. I'll still be careful. But I want to go and do. You get that vaccine, you got to go back to some sort of... I'm going to see friends I hadn't seen in a while. I'm going to hope that they're vaccinated. I want my my small group, my church group from CCV on Tuesday. We've met on Zoom for a year. I'd like to get back to doing that. You know, maybe we'll go and sit outside and do that. And we haven't done that in a year. So I'm looking forward to that kind of stuff. You know, we can have, I know that Biden is saying he's being very careful. Christmas is when we'll be back to normal. Not even close.
No.
It's going to be...
I like what Will Humble said.
July 4th.
Which is what you and I talked about, man. If I'm
4th
him,
of July,
I'm like, 4th
man.
Of July, we're opening this bad dog up.
Hey,
it's hot dogs, explosion, and proud to be an American.
If you want to talk something that the former president did well, which was branding, if you're Joe Biden, you have the biggest 4th of July holiday...
Ever.
Ever.
You do that military thing.
You do whatever
Trump wanted to do.
Great, fine with me. Fine with me. How great would it be? Everybody on the 4th of July is a massive party.
Oh yeah, totally. Barbecues.
Yeah,
you're inviting neighbors you never even met before. You're like, I don't even care at this point. We're having a party. I'm hugging everybody. It's gonna be great. Not me though. Me, I'll be like, oh my god, I'm having a barbecue. I'm gonna blow some stuff up with the kids in the front yard and go back and look at my lizards.
Yeah.
And ask myself, is 5 hot dogs too many hot dogs?
And I don't know. I don't know if we're trying to. You know, if you and I are trying to get. I don't know. I want to be positive this year. I want the vaccine. Just like everybody else. And then I want to go back to normalcy. I don't want to have to worry if I'm going to get COVID. I don't want to have to worry if I'm going to get sick or if I'm going to spread it. But we all have something to look forward to. And Johnson & Johnson today, huge step. The FDA says, hey, this is safe and it's effective, especially for severe COVID cases.
And what that means is if you catch COVID, because on average, it's about 70%.
Right.
So 53% against the really bad, supposedly virile, you know, South African version, better against Brazil, and the British version, very good against that. So it's tested against all the variants, where a lot of these other ones aren't. But if you were to catch it, 99 times out of 100, you're not even going to know you had it. It'll be very small. You may think, I have allergies, a little head of cold. Mm-hmm. If you do get sick, and it's very rare, the chance of you getting really sick is small, and the chance of you dying so far is nil. But at the end of all of this data and everything, we won't know the real truth until there's real world testing. And that's what I'm waiting to see. Because even though... it shows effectiveness. In reality, Gatos, these things haven't been put to the test. People are still living somewhat social distancing and masked. What's it like when you put this thing to the test on a daily basis rather than in just spits and starts?
Johnson & Johnson, shots in the arm, probably the week after its approval. And that could be this week. I think they have a meeting. So from what I'm hearing, they're going to put out 2 to 4 million shots by the end of this month. 20 million shots by the end of next month and 100 million shots by the end of June.
Yeah. And that's 100 million people. It's not 50 million people. It's 100 million people.
All right. Let's take a look.
You think we're going to get like that thing when you ever go to like one of those baseball games where they have the first 50,000 get a hat and only 30,000 people show up?
I have no idea.
Like 14,000 million hats left.
Let's take a look at the Gatos Big Q poll question
Big
of the day.
Q.
It's brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers. So Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema, she presided over the Senate yesterday wearing a hot pink shirt with the words dangerous creature on it. Who do you think she was referring to? So I've got A, Cancun Ted. B, the person who's never won an election, Kelly Ward. C, herself. D, none of the above.
I'd say D.
66% say she was referring to herself. And you said Kyrsten Sinema is what?
Her and Joe Manchin, you know, when all of this stuff happened about, you know, could they hold on to the Senate, and everybody freaked out when they lost both of those Senate seats in Georgia. I said, you know what? With all of that being said, here's the thing. You've got Joe Manchin and you have now Kyrsten Sinema. I said they're going to be the best friends of the Republicans and a bigger enemy in many cases to their party. But it also shows you, when you talk about a third party, you don't need a lot to tip the balance and have people come to you. She is the third most powerful person, more powerful than Kamala Harris, in Washington.
Wow.
All right. Kids, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends of all ages. You know, the Gatos and Chad Show, it's awesome. You can get the podcast, iPhone, Android. You're never going to miss any of the show. It's the Gatos and Chad Show podcast. Grab it right now. Subscribe. Brought to you this week by Retirement Planners of America.
All right, coming up next, her kids got kicked out of school because of her racy online photos. Beow, 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 beow. Should kids be punished for their mom's nudity? Next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
You're locked in to the Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer.
I know her.
Wednesday conversation, 4:05. You know, now that we have three vaccines, should Governor Ducey announce a date or a finish line where Arizona can go back to normal?
You know how I know we're going to go back to normal? This is how you know we're going to go back to normal. I'm going to see if I can get the governor to say something nice about the senator that is Kyrsten Sinema.
Yeah. So we'll talk about those two things with Governor Brewer.
If that happens, that's like the giant rat not seeing its shadow. So be prepared.
It's like hell freezing over.
That's it. That's it.
Okay.
Everybody, and I do mean everybody, if you are a man or woman, but mostly a man, young kid, we've all had that hot mom. We know what we're talking about. Like your friend's mom's like, whoa. This school here, Sacramento, well, they've got a mom that... She makes a few bucks on the side. You know, it's hard out there, especially nowadays. People are doing everything they can. Her name is Crystal Jackson, but you can call her Mrs. Poindexter.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, Tony. Crystal Jackson says it's these photos that got her three kids under the age of 12 kicked out of Sacred Heart Parish here. But she says she's done nothing wrong, and she says there's nothing Catholic about the way she's now being treated. Crystal Jackson, known as Mrs. Poindexter online, was shocked at how quickly her Hot Mom OnlyFans account grew.
We think of it as artistic or sultry and sexy and fun and playful, but certainly nothing hardcore.
No, it's not hardcore. It's not. In fact, our good friend Barry, who filled in today for a young Mike, he and I were talking about it. It's more PG-13. This isn't really bad, but it's OnlyFans, which is where you can pretty much see and do
what
everything.
What is OnlyFans?
OnlyFans started out as something where if you became an influencer in some way, shape, or form, it could be from cooking or this, that, and the other, you could go and set up an OnlyFans where maybe on Instagram you give people something, but on this...
It's a video?
You pay, and you can get customized stuff. So, but over the last, especially 24 months, but really the last 12 months, it's taken off and women have gone there as well as men, and they're making some money, you know, a little something, something.
Okay. Her husband, Chris, will sometimes take her photos, mostly doing what he calls normal mom stuff around the house, posing in sexy lingerie. And now she says she makes up to $150,000 a month
for
subscribers.
Then it started just taking off.
Crystal says...
By the way, just to say, when they said $150,000 a month, I look straight up and I see young Miss Becky's head go, what?
Everybody in here's head swiveled.
Holy...
I'm not kidding, and do not say it didn't happen. I looked at Gatos, and he went, what?
Hey, I have zero shame in my game. If I thought I could make $150 a month walking around in a Speedo,
yeah,
I'd probably make $150 a month.
I'd pay not to see it.
That's right. Look, guys, if you guys want me to put some clothes on, you better start paying me now, because that's what this is all about. We continue.
Last summer, a group of moms from her kids' Catholic school, Sacred Heart Parish, started a crusade to get her three boys under the age of 12 kicked out of school.
Now, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be 100% honest. Those are the ugly women at school who are totally bummed because they're going about 2.5-3 bills, wearing a muumuu, right? Can barely get in out of the car. They got cankles. They sweat when it's cold. They sweat when it's cold. You know what I'm talking about. She's got a little fur on the hair lip right there. You know what I'm talking about. They're upset because Mrs. Poindexter is rolling large with dollars.
Just last night, the Jacksons got an email from the Sacred Heart School principal stating her adult website is in direct conflict with the school's philosophy, and they must find another school for her kids immediately.
they wanted my kids removed from school. And they were successful in the very end.
Now, some parents are saying these kids shouldn't be punished for their parents' decision. Crystal says she'll continue to post on her OnlyFans and enroll her kids in another school.
You're taking these innocent children and you're punishing them for something that you don't agree with.
Yeah, that's right. And who's doing it? It's a group of concerned moms because our boys get a funny feeling around Miss Poindexter. Right. Yeah, that's because you're giant with your moo-moo. You don't even want a moo-moo at this point, right? We just went to a bed sheet, we cut a little hole in it, and we put it on your head. That's what I'm talking
about. Let's be honest for a second. Listen, I get it that she's making all that money. I get it. But where does it cross into pornography? I mean, it does.
It doesn't.
Well, no.
There's no nudity.
She's hardly wearing anything.
So there's no nudity.
I'm just saying, but isn't that part of, you're looking at a woman who doesn't have much clothes on, doesn't that cross?
Don't go to the beach.
I'm just saying, doesn't that cross into, you a question. Does it cross into pornography?
No. There's nothing happening of the physical nature.
Okay. All right.
And so, you know, what if she's just wearing a bikini?
Right.
Which this is pretty much kind of what's going on.
Yeah, but a bikini at a beach, people see.
What if you're wearing a bikini in your house?
I know. But again, when I walked in, I just want to say this. When I walked into the office, you were checking the story out.
Absolutely.
So I looked over your shoulder. What am I going to do?
And then you looked on it.
And I said, okay, I'm just being honest. She's wearing lingerie. And that's about it.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
That's it.
Here's the thing.
I don't get $1.50 a month for that.
If you're a Catholic school, you can kick anybody out.
110%.
They can do whatever they want.
110%.
Okay. But it's also like, you know, the she has three kids. Not a great lesson for your kids.
Yeah, that's not a great lesson.
It's not a great
lesson. It's capitalism. You got an opportunity. Your mom's using what she's got, and we're making some money, and it's paying for this, and I got zero problems with it.
She looks like a stripper.
So what?
Well, I'm just saying, she's selling her body to people online.
She's selling what she's got.
I understand that. I'm just saying, and there's nothing illegal about it. No. I'm just saying, not a good lesson to teach your kids.
Why not?
Don't sell your body online.
That's what I would want my kids not to do. Well, that's fine, but like, why? Look, if I could walk around without a shirt and get ripped and yoked and be like in a situation where, you know, I look like when I was 22 and I could make hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars, I'm doing it. Zero problems with it.
What if she crossed the line and she was actually...
But she didn't.
But what if she did, then would it still be okay?
For me, I got zero problems with it. The school can do whatever they want, right?
I'm just saying, she'd still be selling whatever she had. Yeah, and we might think it was a little different.
But at the end of the day, isn't it your body? Right? Your body, your choice.
She can do whatever she wants.
And they can kick her out, and that's totally fine. But it really wasn't. I bet you it wasn't a lot of it. It had nothing to do with the school itself. It had all to do with those big, giant, naggy house frows. You know what I'm talking about. All right, coming up.
So are three kids kicked out of school for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, three kids are kicked out of school. You know what that means? Mommy's too hot for your kids. Your school. That's what it means. It is, you know, it's the Catholics, so who knows? Why can't you just move
them? All right, I got it.
Why can't you just move them around like they did all the other stuff that happened here? All right. Speaking of bad, which this really wasn't, but this was tattoos. Oh, my goodness me. This is, and I love tattoos. This, not so much. Get us in chat, Joe.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Drive home with the Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, Chad, give me a date where we go back to normal in America. We've got two vaccines out now. Johnson & Johnson, the FDA, came out today and said, it's a great vaccine, it works, and it's safe. We got to get the shots in arms. Is there a date that you're looking at? Because somebody we know gave a date out. We've been asking, like, when can we all go and do stuff again?
Okay, I'm going to give you two dates. 4th of July for the nation, but I think we'll get there by May here. May. I think we'll be there first.
Are you talking about Arizona?
Yeah. I think about May-ish. Maybe. I think we'll be there before the nation will.
Interesting. And why?
Partly because I think we're closer than I think some people want to realize. Plus, a lot of it has to also do with... Some states, they're not going to let go of that regulation and that overbearingness as easy as other states. You know, Florida is already there. So, but for us, we're not too far away from that anyways. Mm-hmm. I think what we're missing now is kids in school and then like theaters and live concerts and events. I think that's about all we're needing. And I think we're going to get there May-ish.
Remember how we were the worst on the planet 2 to 3 times during this whole pandemic in terms of cases.
We got there first, kids.
Yeah. But what is that going to do? it makes people immune for at least a while.
Yeah.
We had a lot of sick people in Arizona, more than a lot of other places on the planet. That's number one, which means they've got some immunity. Number two, we're not doing a bad job with vaccine.
No.
We're getting people vaccinated. Here's what Will Humble said today. He's got a date in mind. When can we get back to normal?
I expect the trend to continue. Things will continue to get better, especially with hospitalizations. If we can get Johnson & Johnson ramped up with production, and if we can get the AstraZeneca and Novavax vaccines authorized in March or April, I think by 4th of July, everything will be just like it used to be.
4th of July will be just like it used to be. But remember what he said, okay? Let's be careful here. We've got Pfizer and Moderna, and right now that's it. Johnson & Johnson is soon to come out. That'll be a game changer because you can bring it to rural areas. You could go to your doctor's office, get the shot there, CVS, Walgreens, you name it.
Plus, it's been effective in stopping severe as well. In all the tests so far, nobody's died, even if they've caught it. But the other thing is it's been tested against the other variants,
yeah,
which matters.
So the other part of it is that if we can get the vaccine, not only Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, Humble talked about the other two. AstraZeneca, I don't remember what the other one was called. I think what Humble is saying is we're going to need five vaccines to get back to normal by the 4th of July. That's what I heard. So we only have two right now, three probably in the next week. But we're going to need those other two to get back to normal by the 4th of July. So we're going to need five, according to Humble. Five different vaccines.
I think three might get us there, partially because I think we've completely underestimated. I think the nation has how many people were asymptomatic or brushed off a little bit of a cough as, you know, oh, I got a little something in my chest or a headache and stuff, and they had something. I think that has been completely underestimated.
So now that we have, let's just say, three vaccines, including Johnson & Johnson, should Governor Ducey announce a date or a finish line where Arizona goes back to normal? We're going to ask former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer that question next.